Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice knows what you think I've seen. Some strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his stifler's knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Where the party they gon' have? Out in the St. John's Wall.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I'm a myth, ladies and gentlemen. I've been flustered for 2 days now. That's right, 2 days. Count them. So those of you who know me, when I get flustered, I get confused, I go to my music. And I relate to my music of the surroundings of what's happening in the world today. I want you to bear with me. I got a little ditty on here. It's a song. Elvis Presley, who was one of my favorites, sings it. I want you to listen real close, so put your ear real close to this. Listen up, because it's a beautiful song, and we'll talk right after that. So please do me that courtesy. Get close up, nestle up to that phone, and listen up. Here it goes.
In the land. Oh, Senator, my God, look away, look away, look away,
Well, folks, I got to tell you, I hope that you all heard that. It was done by one of the few kings that really reigned and still is reigning today, Elvis Presley. And, you know, his truth is still marching on, as it says in that American Trilogy song. And, you know, there was a couple of other people that did songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water, which we need really right now, by Simon and Garfunkel. And, of course, one after that was Smokey Robinson. He's going to build you a castle in the sky. And when I get trouble, folks, I listen to songs back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, because I related to them. And when I see what's going on in the world today, it just hurts me to no end. You know, we've got this damn pandemic, this virus that's going around in the world. We're trying to contain it here. Now it's gone crazy again in India. And everybody has come to the aid and sending all this vaccines to try to save those people. But here's my problem. Is anybody listening? Or are we all getting hungry because of the almighty dollar? Just think about it, okay? It's got me crazy as hell for 2 days. I've been off balance. I don't know what to think anymore, okay? But like I told you, I go to my music and I listen to the words. And they all have a meaning, especially for what's going on today. And one in particular, for those of you around the globe, I'm sure you heard about it. This woman yesterday was pulled over for using her phone. Now, those of you who've seen the news ditty or read about it in the paper or heard it on the radio or seen it on the internet must be blowing their minds as I did. I could not believe what I saw or heard. This deputy sheriff, Mexican-American, pulls her over and he goes to talk to her, and she's got her phone out, supposedly filming him. First words out of her mouth, you're a killer. You're a murderer. You're a Mexican that wants to be white. What in the hell's going on, folks? Has everybody lost their minds? She was ranting and raving, but you know what? I give kudos to that deputy sheriff. He didn't get flustered. He called his supervisor, and she said, call your supervisor. And then when he gave her the ticket, he says to her, have a nice day, ma'am. You will never be white. You're nothing but a Mexican. I'm thinking to myself, has everybody lost their minds? And it's all been brought forth. Why? Because this Black Lives Matter? Because of this George Floyd? I mean, has everybody got a target on their back today? Or is everybody going off for that easy cash because of these ambulance chasing friggin' attorneys? I'm telling you, folks, it's blown me away for 2 days now. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know how it's going to end. But I do know this, as Elvis said in the American Trilogy, the truth is marching on. Now, we have one hellacious show tonight, folks. Believe me. And I'm doing this on my own with the rock star and my guests, people that are regulars, because I asked everybody on the reader board to tune in to Skinwalker Ranch last night. It was the new chapter coming out. And, you know, they got, there's Brandon Fugle. He's the owner of the new place. He took over from the other guy. Then they brought in Dr. Lee, an oncologist, radiation guy, to see how much of these people really in trouble. And then, of course, Travis, he's the physicist, and this guy's been everywhere, the FBI, NASA, and the whole nine yards. And he really believes that there's something under the surface of that ranch, secret base, UFO, ship, something. Then they got Bryant Dragon Arnold, the security leader. And he looks to me like he's a brown noser quicker than hell. So if Brandon stops short, he'd have shit all over his face. I'll guarantee you that. And then Eric Brad, lead investigator. And I watched it. I watched it, okay, because if you watch the predecessor, it's that other show that's been on for 1,000 years, and they're still digging and they're still searching, and as we all know, they found nothing, okay, Treasure of Oak Island. I give those guys a lot of credit. They've been on for 10 years, but then after a while, people are just tired of, oh, well, look at this. We got an oxen shoe. In other words, just like a horseshoe, folks, because they were doing the majority of the work back in them days. Or they found a button of an officer. Or they found all these metal pieces from Drayton. He's a great detector, metal detector guy out there. And he really believes that there's going to be, like they all the rest of them do, just like we do, that, you know, Bigfoot is alive. But, man, how much longer can you drag this shit out? And now, oh, we got this thing in the water because we're down so many feet. And the only way that that sign can come up, if there's a lot of silver in the water. And if there's silver in the water, that means there's silver down there. And where there's silver, there's gold. Those of you who watched the series last night know what I'm talking about. Know what I'm talking about. So I'm thinking Skinwalker Ranch is going to be a breath of fresh air because of the last chapter. And I thought it was very amusing. Because I remember Bigelow, the guy that had the land prior to him. I think I talked with him. He was out of Vegas. The guy was a promoter. He knew what he was doing. And because there was things called hominids, creatures on the land. They not only saw these lights, UFOs, and crazy things going on, but they had seen some type of hominid, some creature, something that walked bipedal. And I don't know, because it was so many years ago. I'm thinking it was back in 2004. 2003 when I talked to the guy. But now they've got a full story on it. I mentioned the principals who were involved, and those of you who watched last night were probably amazed, as the rest of the world was, when they filled up that hole with, I don't know how many, 30, 45,000 gallons of water, and they put the dye in it, and then an hour or two later, it was empty. And they're looking for the dye all over the ranch. They had four teams of guys, two, 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 and two. And they couldn't find out where the water, where it went. Because they were looking for that green dye to show up. Well, they leave you to believe at the end that one of the guy's phones went amiss, got crazied up, and even when he tried to change the password for himself getting in, it didn't work. Then there was people who started getting some rash on last season, and this physicist was one of them. And I'm going to give it another one or two more times to watch it. I believe the ground-penetrating radar, where it said it had that thing below the ground, it was some. They thought it was some kind of spaceship, okay? Or it was a secret base of the UFOs. I don't know. I watched the guy flying in, the owner with his pilot, with Dr. Lee. And the pilot said, I don't get too close, because one time he had, you know, a magnetic field screw up with his instrumentation. And I can understand that. I think I'm going to give it a couple of times more, and if it doesn't get interesting, because I, as you all know, if you watched Treasure of Oak Island, yesterday was its last season. And of course, next season, or next Tuesday, they're going to bring Maddie back, the producer, and prolong all the bullshit and say, oh, we got more findings this year than we did last year. And I think it's because of this and because of that. Look, dude, 10 years you've been looking for this shit. You haven't found it with the most sophisticated stuff ever. And how many people before you, including Roosevelt? Think about that, folks. We even had a president looking for this gold treasure or whatever it might be. Knights Templar and all this other stuff. But I guess it's made for people like myself, because I must be the most ignorant son of a bitch in the world, because I watched it. And this time I didn't go to sleep. But I watched it and wanted to see if it's changed at all. It hadn't changed. It's Ring Around the Rosie, folks. It's more bullshit. Check in with us next week. Oh, we found a button. Oh, look at this, mate. We found a button. And close scrutiny finds that there was three anchors on it. Anchors away, my man. Yeah, the early Navy was there, apparently. Okay, you got my interest. You got my interest. Yeah, I'm. You know, has the patina. Oh, look at the patina. And then they go to that guy Carmen, Carmen, guy that does the forge, and he has the anvil. They said, oh, look at this piece of iron. Oh yeah, that had a loop on that, and that was to do. You know, is that how simple our minds are supposed to be, folks? You know, I'd rather watch those guys, the mountain monsters, where they all look the same. They look like they just come out of some third world country with no teeth and beards, and one guy that's 350 pounds, and they all go, lock and load, and they all run towards the capture, and see you next week, folks. Nothing happened. And that went on for how many weeks? I mean, has it gotten to the point, folks, that everybody in this world, are they that bored and they're looking for entertainment, and anything somebody throws down their throat, they just say, oh, this is wonderful. This is a new show. We're going to learn something. Bullshit. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I'm having problems with is people of our own country. How they're getting so screwed up now. I'm just going to leave you on this subject, and we're going to go strictly to our show, but how in the hell, if we defund our police department, who's going to protect the people? Just answer that, if you can. Well, I'm going to shut up about that kind of crap. We're going to get to our topic of Skinwalker Ranch. So let's go to my co-host and see what he thought about the show last night. Rockstar, you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, give me your view.
Okay. We got an astrophysicist. I'm familiar with the guy. He is super intelligent. He is, in fact, he's got more letters behind his name than there is in the alphabet. He's totally intelligent, but I think he's probably not as good as an actor as he could be, but he's in a situation to where he's working with what he's got to work with, and you know, I live in Arkansas. There's a lot of places you can put 45 million gallons of They put tons of concrete in the hole under the old city hospital, trying to fill it up. The concrete, they didn't have enough concrete. They finally just gave up on it and half-assed built a garage over it. You know, pouring water in a hole and expecting it to come out somewhere, okay, that's fine, but it doesn't always work that way. I mean, in Arkansas, yeah, sometimes you can, it works, sometimes it don't. It all goes somewhere, but I was not impressed with the green dye and the water. I mean, it was a good idea. It worked at Oak Island. But and Dragon, well, I don't know about that dude. But like I say, the physicist, he is legit. The other guys, I don't know enough about them. Some of the guys that they've kind of brought in from the outside are probably exactly what they say they are. And the place, yeah, Skinwalker Ranch, they have armed security there. They've had all the, you know, for forever, they've had, what was it, the Navajos. Oh, Navajos put a curse on it or something like that. The Utes, you couldn't melt them and pour them over there on Skinwalker Ranch because, you know, that's what the, they said, you know, that's the pathway of the Skinwalkers. And so don't go there. Just don't go there. There's been so many sightings for so many years that, I mean, something is happening. Okay. So far, they haven't got to the point of saying, oh, look, I found a piece of wood in all of this dirt and stuff. Said, oh, gosh, that's old wood. Wow. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just not impressed by the stick of wood. I think the Skinwalker Ranch thing is a, there's something happening there. They've been trying for a long, long time to figure out what's happening there. Yeah, radiation, UFOs, skinwalkers, a werewolf, just so many things been seen, so many weird things, you know, even ghosts, you know, they run the gamut of the paranormal. And I believe something's going on. I would rather get on the internet and read about it though than see Travis bring himself down by, you know, trying to be an actor. Of course, he's on Ancient Aliens too, which I thought was just sad. But, you know, he is an extremely intelligent person. A lot of these other people on the show, they are not extremely intelligent people. Some of them I'm going to, you know, the jury's still out on some of them. I'm sorry. I don't want Dragon for security. But, like I say, I think there's something happening there. I'm not a big ghost fan. You know, it's like I told Tom, you know, I don't believe in ghosts. I just don't want them chasing me. You know, the UFO thing, well, I've seen UFOs, and, you know, it could have been a June bug that's flying too high for me to identify, or it might have been something really spectacular, and I wasn't smart enough to decipher it out. But it's going on there, and I would love to see them come up with something other than just, you know, the regular stuff. Oh, well, you know, this made me thick. Well, okay, I'm sorry. This give me pimples, all of this stuff. I want to see something that's, I like it better than I like Mountain Monsters. I like it better than I do Oak Island. Of course, I don't watch them. I tried it, and that didn't last very long. It's kind of like watching Finding Bigfoot. I'm sorry. I watched a couple of episodes, and I said, you know, these guys are rubes. That being said.
You know, let's not belabor the point. Let's get somebody else's point of view. But did you get a chance to see that San Dimas traffic stop with that woman?
Yes, that was a school teacher.
Yeah.
That was a school teacher.
Yes, she was.
I don't want her teaching my kids. Yes, I did.
What went through your head?
I thought maybe he ought to pull her out of there and slap the shit out of her, but you know, but he handled it the right way. He didn't.
Oh my God. This kid had patience du jour. Okay?
This guy should get
a Medal of Honor. Because, let me tell you, just like you said, or me, I would have loved to have seen her, you know, disrespect me that way. And I would have pulled her out of the fucking seat and I'd say, here, bitch, take this home. I says, what do you do? You beat your husband and kids the way you talk to me? Gee, I can't believe it. You know,
I hope she gets
fired. I really do.
I do, too.
Because
she doesn't need to be teaching kids.
Yeah, I mean, just totally wrong. But he exemplifies, you know, the core values of his department. I have a son that's a deputy sheriff, and I haven't even talked to him about it. But it just the last couple of days, I'm between that and what's going on in India and in our country with all this money being spent, it just hurts me to no end. And I haven't gotten into that part either. About all this stimulus money, which these people are so stupid, they think, oh, no, we don't have to pay any of this back. Listen, $12 trillion, $9 trillion, or every other day it's a new $9 billion, $12 billion, $4 billion. I don't know how much we're in debt now, but people don't
give
a shit.
Well, you know, Tom, I own a restaurant. I own a restaurant, and we've been trying to hire people for ever since the stimulus check started. We cannot hire people. We can't get people in there to work for us. We're thinking about going on vacation, but only if we can hire somebody. I mean, the one girl, you remember when we ate at that rib house there in Fayetteville?
Mm-hmm.
That woman had in the newspaper, $500 a week, you know, to come work for us. Okay, she wasn't even talking full time. So just $500 a week, and, you know, because we need help. The people in here in Arkansas, the food industry, we're not suffering from, the money not coming in. What we're suffering for is we're having to work so damned hard to serve the people because nobody wants to work because they think they're getting free money.
Of course. Not only that, to the EDD, they're getting $1,000 a week and they're getting it till January 2022. It's ludicrous. The whole thing, we should do a show just on that. Is Swede on? I want Swede's view.
Yes, he is.
He's on,
and he'll probably be pissed too.
Well, let's hear him.
Okay. Hey, Swede.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Swede. Well, you know, what do you think about this? Let's go to the San Dimas traffic stop with this woman. Did you get a chance to see that?
I have not seen it, but I got enough of it that I, you know, wow, you know, really? I wanted to step off on the ranch.
Do that. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. You know, there's lots of boogeymen out there. There's lots of stuff that happens out there in the big wide world. But I'm kind of like with Rocky on that whole thing with the Skinwalker's Ranch. There's a lot of history with that, and that history goes way back in, you know, I guess documentation back to the 1800s, or I guess whenever they bought it, the original owner of it. And
the Shermans.
The Shermans, yeah. All the way back. You know, Tom, there's things that goes on with, you know, the tribal stuff that happened just like it was. There was a curse that was put on it and this and that and the other. But, man, it was just like do not dig the ground because you're gonna turn something on, really. Don't upset the forces because you might get you know, some kind of thing on your skull. You know, there's a lot of You know, there's a lot of stuff on there that's just, you know, it's a little bit too scripted. You know, there's documentations of all the stuff about the cattle mutilation. I guess you know about that.
Well, hell, we've had that and seen that since 2004 for the last 17 years. All over places. We saw it in Georgia. We saw it in Texas. We saw it in Alabama. We saw it in Florida. I mean,
saw it in Arkansas.
Yeah, we saw it in Arkansas. It's all over the place.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, we look, it took me a long time to even talk about skinwalkers, UFOs, paranormal. But like they say, there's something to it, okay? And I'm game. You know, you got my interest. Now start proving it to me. Let's not go through this stretch it out bullshit. All right, I don't want to hear that crap no more. I want to hear reality. I want to see what you got. Give me.
You know what I want to hear? What I want to hear is, Tom, bring your boys to Skinwalker Ranch and let them have a look around.
You know,
that's what I'd like to hear.
Let us suffer the consequences, and we'll sign a disclaimer. I know I will. Okay, and that leaving everybody harmless up there. You know, and I don't have to worry about Dragon, Mr. Dragon, Arnold, going out and saying, well, I got to get the permission from Brandon, Mr. Fugle. And I'm thinking this is getting a little boring.
I mean, it was just so bizarre, you know, the security guy that's carrying around the AR-15.
Did you notice when after he introduced everybody around the table and then he decided to go to the helicopter, where was Dragon? Following them out, and as they're going in the air, what does Dragon do? Waves, bye-bye, Daddy. See ya. Make sure you put an extra zero on my check, please. Come on.
Yes. Put another dot on there. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy as hell. Well, I got your viewpoint. I know that Father Ray's with us, isn't he?
Yes, he certainly is.
I'm here.
Well,
I
Ray, I know
here.
That you saw the show last night.
Yes,
what did
I
you
did.
Think?
The thing that impressed me most was at the very end of the show when the man's mobile device, his cell phone, went crazy. Now, was there something got into his device, bypassing his password, and he said it dialed 911. Now, if this was a random burst of energy, why would it this is a, I'm not a technician, a phone technician, if there was a random burst of energy, it would seem to me to destroy the components in your device. This shut it off.
May I say something here?
Yes, please.
Tom called me the other day several times.
Yes.
I couldn't answer him because my phone was doing exactly the same thing. Well, I'm in Arkansas. But my phone was going through, I mean, it just went completely berserk. I couldn't talk to Tom because I had my phone at the shop trying to get it fixed. I don't know what the problem was, but anyhow, I just thought I'd make mention of that.
Right.
That it's an electronic device, and sometimes stuff happens.
Okay,
but,
so let me
I'm getting what you're saying.
You guys, especially you three that just been on talking. I've been to the Bermuda Triangle. I also been to the Triangle up there in Alaska. Before it was the Triangle up in Alaska, all right? And you hear the same bullshit about the pilots, their navigation equipment and everything going crazy, just like your phones. They didn't have cell phones back in them days, but they had these kind of equipment in the airplanes. I think it has something to do with that. I really do. So there's got to be some kind of magnetic. That's why, you know, listen, they come out and said it. they didn't want to dig, but they're all in under Brandon's umbrella. Well, actually, not Brandon's umbrella, the Dragon's umbrella. I love that name. I really do. Does he spit fire, by the way? the key to it is, you know.
Well, I think he's got a chink in his armor.
There you go. So they know they got the ground-penetrating radar, and there's an image there. Why in the hell don't they get, you know, a big thing down there and start drilling and find out what the hell it is? Why
because you might get a pimple. You would get a pimple on your head. He says, no, don't do it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I bet you there's somebody out there that would do it. Trust me. You know, without any further ado, let's go to commercial, Rocky. I'm just rambling on here like everybody else, and I'm forgetting about the time. So on the other side, we're going to get some other people's points of view. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and the team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced that I have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Bigfoot lives a movie at
And we're back.
You know, I still, after all these years, I still get a little tingle in the back of my my hairline. And I got to tell you something, folks. If you've never seen Bigfoot Lives or any of the series that we've had, go get it, watch it on TV, do whatever they do out there today, and you'll be amissed and saying, why haven't I seen this thing already? And three of them, by the way, all won Best Documentary. So you don't get Best Documentary winning for it being a piece of shit. Trust me. Thing I didn't ask you, Ray, was did you get a chance to see that video on the school teacher woman that was pulled over by the sheriff?
Yes, I did see it on YouTube. I saw it on Dinesh D'Souza. He played it. But
what did you think?
Very, very disturbing. This woman who is a teacher, and to greet when the officer comes up and says, "You're a murderer." That's not a way to favorably impress the officer. The man did show very good patience. He was very professional, and I commend him for that. I hear on the news that many African Americans feel threatened, especially African American males feel threatened. Parents are telling their sons, now, if you ever get pulled over by a police officer, this is what you do. You put your hands on the steering wheel and you remain very polite. And this is, the woman seemed, if she's African American and she's speaking to a Mexican American officer in California,
I didn't know that she was African American.
Yes, that's what I'm told. That was what was said by Dinesh D'Souza, and I just thought the fear in the African American community of police, of white police officers, that all white police officers are out to kill a black man or a black man. And if you're of a different race, if you're Hispanic American or you're an African American and you're in law enforcement, you're trying to be white. I'm familiar with the prejudice. It's groundless. It's not true. I don't think anyone putting on a uniform as a first responder is trying to be somebody they're not ethnically. That they're going out there to try to protect people, all the people in their jurisdiction, whatever color or ethnic background they are. So the woman's reaction was came out of fear. It came out of ill taste. And if I was this woman's principal, I would call her in to – now, they blurred her face, so you could not see her face clearly. But if they found out who she was, I'm her principal, I would call her in to find out, what are you teaching children? Because if she has this attitude, this racial attitude – And that she is a victim, it's got to be filtering through to what she's teaching her children in the classroom.
Here's my version. I think she got caught with her pants down, meaning, not literally speaking, folks, don't send me any letters or email or text.
No.
That she was on the phone and she got caught. And she didn't admit to it. She just says, "Oh, I got my phone out to record this conversation and you." And then she, you know, goes further and tells him that the racism bullshit about him. He's a Mexican and he'll never be white and that he's a murderer. I was shocked. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to interject something, Tom, really.
Please.
You know, back in the day, and Rocky will tell you this too, that you know, I was set with the task of using high explosives in my construction world. And this was the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. And I was advised by a state official and a federal official that I should probably seek a concealed carry permit to arm myself as I was traveling down the road, as the federal government says that I have to put placards on my vehicle that says I'm carrying high explosives in my car. I mean, in my truck. So, you know, it kind of puts you like, you know, you got this big spotlight on you that you could be, you know, taken to the sidelines and somebody try to accost you and take the high explosives away from you. Having said that, after all that was all over and this, that, and the other, I maintained that whole thing to the point where all instructors tell you, and common sense tells you, when you are, like, say you were, you know, you may not have been paying attention or you were going a little bit too fast or this, that, and the other, if a law officer pulls you over, that's exactly what you do, is you leave your hands on the steering wheel. You're not reaching. You're not doing anything. And when the officer comes up there, he's already ran your tag. He already knows if you are, if you have that permit, he already knows. So if you're up there, you got your hands on the steering wheel, this, that, and the other, you're complying. You're not, there's nothing there that's going to be a problem. You say, you know, officer, I have a driver's license and I have a concealed carry and I do have my weapon on me, but your hands are on the steering wheel. And the cop says, okay, you know, you think that you could probably set your weapon on the dash or whatever, you know, I've had it so many different ways what they want you to do, but you have to comply. Because if you, I mean, it would just be like stupid to just start saying, jump up there on the cop and say, why are you pulling me over, you know? What the hell? And make a big scene. All you're doing is escalating that intensity. You're not in the wrong. You have the right to have all that stuff, this, that, and the other. But the people that are doing this, that are jumping up on this, they're using it for an excuse because just like you said, she got caught with her pants down with her phone, not literally. She got caught with her phone and she was out of whack. So what is it? Let's deflect it to somebody else. So the cop is a murderer, really? It's really stupid, Tom. It really is. And that's how people
I totally agree with you. Let's see who else we got on the line.
We've got Doyle. We've got Doyle left, and he's on. Doyle?
Hello.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Buddy, I'll tell you what, I'm fine as wine.
I like that. What color, white or red?
It don't matter as long as it's wine, Tom.
As long as it's got 12% more, I understand. Have you got a chance to see this woman?
Tom, let me tell you, I've been in that same spot 1,000 times. In fact, we done a study one time, a statewide study, to see if we were prejudiced. And every car you pulled over, you had to take everybody in the car, and you had to identify everybody in the car that you stopped, whether they were Mexican or African or white American, whatever. And we came up with a decision after a year's study of doing this. Now, you had to turn in every traffic stop. You had to write this form out. And in Kentucky, we came to a conclusion that we are prejudiced. We're very prejudiced. we don't like 21 to 30 year, 5 year old white American rednecks.
By the way, I want to make an announcement. I'm reading it right now. The woman in the video has since filed a harassment complaint with the department, which LASD, Los Angeles San Dimas, said it was investigating. Look, man, this is an open and shut case. Thank God this deputy had, because none of them, from what I understand, didn't have body cameras. This was his own. And what a smart move, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, wow. It just blows
Absolutely.
Me away. It just totally blows me away to see how smart this guy was, okay?
Well,
so the key to it is,
here's
what's going to happen, Lee. You know, she repeatedly calls him a murderer and all this bullshit, and she was worried that, you know, she was going to be the next George Floyd, I'm sure. I didn't know she was black until Father Ray just told me. I didn't know anything about that because I didn't see her. They blurred out her face. But it is what it is, and no matter if she's white, you know, yellow, blue, pink, green, that's their business. I don't care. I just heard what I heard, and she was a very degrading person, and she was guilty. That, like I said, she was caught with her pants down, and she was talking on the phone, and, oh, well, I'm going to fight for this, and boom. Yeah, well, I know. As soon as you pulled me over, I had my phone out, and I'm recording because you're a murderer. My God. It's gone crazy. It's just gone crazy. It really has. But that's okay. That's okay. Now, what is she going to do? File her harassment suit, thinking that, oh, well, I'll just get, since I didn't get murdered, so maybe I'll only get $5 million. Listen, if I was on that jury, I'd sentence her to death penalty, man, because she'd say the things she said to this poor man. Just wrong, just totally wrong. I commend this guy. And let me just say this before I leave you guys. I'll let you finish up. Next week, I got some calls into the Skinwalker Ranch show, and hopefully we'll have one of the key players to come on and tell us the whole story, what they think, and what they think is going to happen down the future. Swede, Rocky, Father Ray, Doyle, thank you. You guys continue on the show. Kudos and salutations. Till next week, America.
Well, boys and girls, we're just about out of time. So before we go, I want to thank everybody that came on. It's a crazy kind of screwed up world, but you know, as long as we got Father Ray on the line, I'd like for him to pray for this old crazy world a little bit.
Oh, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, please help us. Remove the fear, because fear is the instrument of the enemy, of the devil. And you always tell us, Jesus, not to be afraid. And when people are afraid, they can be manipulated and they can do things that are hurtful and destructive. With peace, we can move forward together to live as your children. Please bless us. Bless this woman in San Dimas and the teacher. Bless the sheriff's deputy, his superior, all those involved. Give peace to this community and to our whole country and to our world, Lord. Please help the people who are suffering because of the coronavirus. Heal them, Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father,
amen.
And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Okay. Thank you, Father Ray.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ray.
Welcome.
Thank you, Doyle.
Thank you,
Father
Ray. Thank you. Rocky,
yes,
thank you. Wade, love you, big guy. Whoever else is on, we're all part of the family, and let's just keep it that way.
Thanks, Doyle. Thank you, Father Ray.
I want to thank everybody for coming on. I went a little bit long on my criticism of Skinwalker Ranch, but you know, I'm hoping that they get it together and show us something. And so, with that, I'd like to say good night to everybody.
Good night, Rocky.
Good night, Ray. Good night, Doyle.
Good night.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
Good night,
good night everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi.